OK，因为时间很宝贵，我们需要开始了。我们以前有一个祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer before we begin.
主，我们的心何等的感谢你。
Lord, how our hearts thank you.
你这样子的爱我们。
You loved us.
不仅仅当我们死在罪恶过犯中的时候，你叫我们与基督一同活过来。
While we were still dead in our trespasses, you made us alive in Christ.
你这一生都在拯救我们。
And all the days of our life, you are saving us.
叫我们能够脱离罪和死的律。
That we may be set free from the laws of sin.
能够享受神儿女尊贵的自由。
And the law of death, that we may really experience freedom in Christ.
主啊，在我们开始这一连串十堂课，我们求你特别特别的恩待祝福我们。
As we begin this session, the next 10 classes, we ask you to particularly bless us.
让我们在这么有限的时间里面，我们能够讲得清楚，弟兄姊妹也能够明白。
In such a limited time, that your words may be delivered in clarity, that everyone would understand.
更求你让我们整个教会都能够活得出我们所传的
that we, the entire church family, we can live out what is being preached here.
谢谢你
We thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹，我们十几年前曾经开过这堂课。
Brothers and sisters, many years ago, we started this class.
但是我们非常感谢主，在这些年间里面，神在我们中间继续兴起了很多爱主的弟兄姊妹。
But we thank the Lord in the years, in the past years, the Lord has raised up a lot of brothers who love the Lord.
然后也带了很多爱主的弟兄姊妹来到我们中间。
And also brought a lot of brothers and sisters who really sincerely love God as well.
所以我们觉得是时候了，长子同工们、交通们觉得 是时候，我们再讲一次来认识我们的教会。
And the leadership of the church felt that it is time for us to once again elaborate on knowing our church.
就像我在信上跟同工们交通的，这不是一堂以神学为主的课程。
And I share with a lot of the leaders of church already this the series of class.It's not focused on theology.
而是特别关于 SVCA 矽谷基督徒聚会，神给我们一些特别的领受跟实行上的做法。
But more specifically, pertaining to SVCA, the things that we receive from the Lord and how do we actualize and practice the things that we receive from God.
神在我们中间所给我们的这个核心价值的一些的信息和要求。
The core message, the core requirement that God has of for SVCA.
我们非常高兴英文组跟我们的 next generation 下一代的弟兄姊妹都一起来听。
We are very thankful that the English speaking brothers and sisters, the next generation, we're all here receiving the same message.
我们不仅仅希望这些 core value, 这些核心价值的信息我们同工们都能掌握，而且能够代代相传。
And we pray that not only these core values can be received by the leadership of the church, but it can be passed on from generation to generation.
我很简单讲一下这个教会。我们在93年四月份的第一个主日，我们开始成立聚会。
In 1993, the very first Sunday of April, we started the very first service.
所以现在已经23年过去了。
23 years has gone by.
弟兄姊妹，当我们刚开始 要成立这个聚会的时候，
When we first started this particular church,
我们是从原来的一个聚会里面的一个小组 small group, 大概20来个人，我们开始成立的。
It was about 20 of us from a church of a small group that started this particular fellowship.
我非常感谢主，当初的有一些的弟兄姊妹如今还健在。
And I thank the Lord that those brothers and sisters back in those days, they can still be seen today.
有几位年长的，像我父母，他们都被主接去了。
A lot of elderly brothers and sisters like my parents, they've gone to be with the Lord.
那还有很多人已经离开这里了，那我们感谢主，还有很多弟兄姊妹在我们中间。
There's some brothers and sisters that has moved, but we are thankful that there are those who are still here.
那个时候我们是在Cupertino 的 Orange Avenue.
We started the church on in Cupertino on Orange Avenue.
曾经在 Orange Avenue 聚过会的弟兄姊妹，请举手。
Those of you who've met at Orange Avenue, would you please raise your hands?
感谢主哈，你们还有大概几乎四分之三的人没有去过。哪一天我们会给大家一个 tour 回去看一看。
3/4 of you have never seen the place. Maybe we'll take a tour and show you the place one day.
那个是1940几年盖的房子有半层地下，半层上面。
That building was built in the 1940s. Half of it was basement. Half of it was above ground.
我们中间现在很多的在 Thomas 甚至在这个 Young Couple Group 的这些年轻人，当初都在 Attic 一个小小的阁楼上，在那边上主日学。
You see a lot of young adults, the young couples now they were in Sunday school in the attic. And that building.
现在我们这里几乎每一个房间都这么大，还有 air condition， 那真的是没得比的哈。
We have big rooms here everywhere. Every room's got air conditioning. It cannot be compared with a building back then.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们回头看神怎么样子带领，就像今天早晨的信息讲的一样，圣灵在这里亲自牧养我们。
And as we look back at how the Holy Spirit has led us, as the message was proclaimed this morning, how the Holy Spirit has been shepherding us.
他亲自用恩典，用他纯全善良可喜悦的。
With grace and His good and perfect will, He's led us.
我们当初要买 Orange Avenue 的时候
，and right before we were about to purchase the building on Orange Avenue,
都是非常非常多奇妙的故事在中间发生。
There are a lot of miraculous stories that happen.
在那么少数几十个人里面，我们怎么可能去买一个将近600,000的产品？
Just ten some people. How was it possible for us to purchase a six million dollar?
600,000. 而且他们那个本来就已经要卖了，结果在最后一天，神让我们一个弟兄上厕所看到广告，然后我们最后赶过去去见他们。
They were about to sell the property. One of our brothers saw the ad on the newspaper, and we rushed over to see them.
因为他们那个时候已经拿到了大概6offer 哈。
At that particular day, they received 6 offers already.
最后我跟于师母走进去见这位牧师的时候
，When Pastor Nancy and I, when we walked into the office,
我长话短说，后来他告诉我们
，And keeping the story very very short, he told us,
他是一个非常跟随圣灵的一个人。
He is a brother that followed the Holy Spirit.
他是一个原来是一个 general contractor， 是盖房子的。
He was a general contractor. He built houses.
所有的教会的弟兄姊妹都是他在马路上找回来的，都是那些无家可归的那些喝醉酒的人，他把他们带得救的。
All the brothers and sisters that were at that particular fellowship, they were brought to Christ while they were wandering the streets. They were drunkards.
他教他们怎么样做木匠，怎么样做水电工，怎么样子做油漆工，让他们有能力可以生存。
He taught them personally contracting crafts that they could actually make a living.
我们非常想念他和Pastor Daniel， 但是 anyway， 他后来跟我们做见证。
We miss Pastor Daniel tremendously, but later we hear the testimony from him.
他说那天我跟于师母走进去的时候
，That day when Pastor Nancy and I walked into the office，
他一看到我们，主就对他说要把这个会所交给他们。
The moment he saw us, he heard from the Lord within, hand this building over to them。
其实他们那时候很需要一笔钱，马上他们整个教会要搬到 Denver 去的。
They needed a sum of money because the entire church was moving to Denver。
因为湾区越来越贵，他们弟兄姊妹没有办法在这里生存下去。
Because the Silicon Valley is getting more and more expensive to live in, so the Brothers and Sisters couldn't live here with their abilities。
他们大概只要用400,000，可以在 Denver 买一个比这边大好几倍的教会。
With $400,000, they could purchase a building that was much bigger than what they had。
但是神那天对他们急的需要这笔。因为那边已经快要付款了。
So they needed this money because they're about to finish their payment on the other side.
所以神对他说要把这个交给我们。
But God said to him, "You need to hand the building over to this couple."
所以他也蛮可怜的，他很想知道我们愿意出多少钱。
And so he asked, "Well, how much are you guys able to offer?"
那我们根本没什么钱。
We honestly don't have much money.
所以我们祷告了，又祷告，我们照着他照。大概出了一个价格，将近600,000，594,000大概。
And we prayed, and we said, okay, how about $594,000?
Yeah. 所以当我们那天隔了几天把我们的 offer 交给他的时候
，So after a couple of days, we submitted our offer.
他看的。
He looked at the numbers.
然后他说，弟兄。
He said, brother.
他说，你们给我的 offer 是倒数算来第二名。
You're second to the last of the amount that was submitted.
有人用 cash， 用现金愿意买。
There are a lot of people that are people that are willing to buy the place with cash.
有人出650,000愿意买。
Some people have offered 650,000.
我们是倒数第二名。
We're second to last.
而且我们没有钱，我们是要去贷款。你知道教会贷款几乎是不可能的。
And we didn't have any money. We actually have to go finance the loan, and it's impossible for a church really to get a loan.
他讲到这里的时候，他突然说：“神说叫我把这个会所交给你。”他讲完眼睛都是眼泪。
He said this, but immediately he says, "Because the Lord told me to hand this building to you," and his eyes began to tear up.
你们出多少钱我们都接受。
So no matter what you're offering, we have to accept it.
所以弟兄姊妹你要知道我们 Orange 神交在我们的手中本身背后已经是个神迹了。
So brothers and sisters, you ought to understand that the fact that this property on Orange Avenue was handed to us was a miracle in itself.
到了2000年的150个人的座位已经坐不下了。
And in the year 2000, the 150 seats were fully occupied.
神带领我们到 De Anza College 去。
And so the next stage, the Lord led us to De Anza College.
我们那时候找遍了湾区所有可以借场地的我们几乎都找不到。
And we looked at all the facilities that were open that could be rented, but there was nothing available.
没有人愿意把教会的场地跟你分享的，我们真的找不到。
And nobody wanted to share the facility with us, and we couldn't find a place.
就在一个很偶然的谈话里面，我跟一个弟兄谈话，他说我们从迪安扎要搬出来。
And just from a casual conversation with another brother, he was telling me, "Oh, we're going to move out of De Anza College."
我说你们为什么要搬出来？才在里面一年多而已。
And I asked him, "How come you're moving out already? You've only been there for a year."
他说远程无清淡。I don't know, 就是就
The journey is too long and the burden is too heavy.
Yeah, anything become heavy burden, 哈，就一点点东西都会很重的。
So even the smallest amount of things that they have to carry, it becomes something very heavy.
因为礼拜天需要把圣经把诗歌本抬到那边去他们弟兄姊妹再也抬不动了一年多大家不能抬了
For mobile church every Sunday they got to transport everything that they need a year long span it became very difficult for the Brunswick
结果我们进到 De Anza 我们在那里七年多的时间
So we entered the De Anza and we stayed there for 7 years
你就晓得我们中间弟兄姊妹那种任劳任怨肯服侍主的这种精神多么让我们感动
You begin to discover many Brunswick sisters of this congregation they're willing to labor and work hard for the Lord it really moved us tremendously
我们买卡车我们订自己的柜子每天早晨风雨无阻的同工们把这些东西抬到那里去
We bought a moving truck put crates on wheels and every Sunday morning we hauled everything we needed to De Anza College
而在我们进去才不到一年的时候
and within a year of being there
在南湾有一件很大的消息
there was a big news in the South Bay
有一个人 本来准备那个周末要去炸 De Anza的那个 student center 就是我们住的地方
and there was a person who actually had planned to blow up the student center where we were congregating on Sunday
他不是跟我们有仇恨是跟学校有仇恨
he wasn't angry at us he was angry at the school
所以他在那里做的所有的这些炸弹做的东西他照了像那时候是洗照片的不像现在是 digital
and he took the pictures of all the bombs that he made it's not as is digital nowadays he had to go actually develop the photos
他送出去加洗的时候别人发现了一个女孩孩子马上报警，警察把他抓住了。
He submitted the photos to get developed, and the person who developed the photos recognized that they were bombs and called the cops right away.
其实我现在一直讲下去，我这一堂就没有时间了。对不起，我必须停在这里。神就是在我们中间一直有很多奇妙的作为。
If I keep going on with the stories, I can't conclude with what I want to say today, so I have to end right here. But you can begin to see the miraculous work that the Lord has been doing in our midst.
然后2004年主给我们话语，说要把这块地给我。
And then 2004, the Lord has given us word and say.Come and claim this property.
整个教会经过的四年
And after 4 years,
我们各式各样的征战
all sorts of battles.
也可以说在各式各样的难处中让我们看见神的信实和大能
In all manners of difficulties, we began to see the might and the power of the Lord God.
如果只有一件事情是神迹的话也许我们人的惰性悖逆的本性会认为那是巧合
If only one thing was a miracle by our fallen nature, Perhaps we all would feel that it's just a coincidence.
但是这个会所能买下来，中间不知道有多少的事情是人不可能解决的。
But there's so many things that in the process of purchasing this property, it's not something that man could have accomplished on their own.
而今天我们每一次想起那一段的历史，我们就只能低头敬拜，那全是神的作为。
Every time we think back to those days in the history, we could but bow our heads and thank the Lord because it is.His doing.
弟兄姊妹，在神给我们这么多的恩典里面
，In the midst of all of this grace that the Lord has given us,
我们感谢神
，We thank Him.
但是我们为什么今天需要在这里，在南湾已经有，在整个湾区有300多个华人教会里面，我们要多一个 Silicon Valley Christian Assembly?
Why is it necessary over 300 churches that already exist in the South Bay that we need SVCA here?
弟兄姊妹，如果不是当初主召我们出来服侍主的时候，有一些特别的要求。
Brothers and sisters, unless the Lord had a particular call for us when we came into ministry, I can honestly tell you I could serve in other churches. I could still be a pastor or a preacher in another church.
但是弟兄姊妹，因为神在每一个教会身上都有他特殊的恩典，有他特殊的托付啊。
But I tell you, on every single church, God has His particular grace, a particular commission that He has.
让我们从不同的角度来见证基督的丰富。
And from different perspectives and different angles, we may manifest together the fullness of Christ.
所以神在我们中间也给了我们特别的恩典，也给了我们特别的要求和托付。
So here in SVCA, God has ordained a portion of grace and a portion of commission is given us.
这一路走来，你们真的觉得非常感恩。
And along this path, we are tremendously thankful.
但是另外一面，这一路走来，你们觉得非常的亏欠。
But I would tell you at the same time, I feel that we fall short.
因为到今天为止，我们所活出来的，跟神所希望我们活出来的，我们还差远呢。
Because I tell you what God desires of our lives compared to how we are living it out, we are far from it.
就在我们今天已经接受的祝福和恩典，跟神所要给我们的，还是差远呢。
And the comparison of the grace that He has lavished over us, it cannot be compared to the grace He wants to pour down to us.
我真的是从心里承认，最大的问题出在我的身上。
I really want to acknowledge the biggest problem is on me, myself.
是我的有限，是我自己的软弱，是我自己的不够，不能够把神的那个呼召、意向、使命能够讲得清楚。
It's my own limitation, my own weaknesses that I cannot fully express what God has called me to say.
所以今天这第一堂的信息是非常关键的一堂信息。
So this very first message is a very important message.
这几天当我每一次低头想这篇信息的时候，虽然这个信息我十几年前、二十年前就讲过了。
And these days, as I ponder about what I'm going to share, I know that I've shared it 10 years ago, 20 years ago.
当我在这里看到我自己写的每一个纲要的时候，我常常眼睛都充满了眼泪。我对不起主。
And as I began to pen the outline for every class.My tears began to fall. I said, Lord, I've fallen short of what you handed to me.
弟兄姊妹，你不要以为里面写的东西这么简单，我都懂。
Brothers, do not think that the things that you read are simple. I know them all.
我今天已经信主快五十年了，我跟你说很多我还是不懂。
I tell you, I've been in the faith for over 50 years. So many things, they are still foreign to me.
很多东西照着我所当知道的、当进入的、当享受的。我根本都还没有得着。
According to what I know, what I ought to know, what I ought to enjoy, I tell you, I have not attained it yet.
我得着的太少了。
I've attained it way too less.
我巴不得主在我们中间，在我们的下一代中间兴起更多的人，能够传得更清楚，能够活得更绝对。
I pray that among us, the next generation, there will be those who can declare this message clearer and more absolute towards the Lord.
尤其今天这个世代是一个太可怕的世代了。
Particularly in this generation, it's a dreadful generation.
整个世代是这样。快速的下堕。
And this entire culture, our generation is falling rapidly.
它改变了我们的 lifestyle.
It's changed our lifestyle.
它改变了我们的价值观。
It's changed our value system.
它改变了我们优先的顺序。
It's changed,
那么混乱。
It's changed our priorities. Everything is chaos.
它改变了所有道德的观念。
It's changed all the principles of morality that we hold to in time past.
弟兄姊妹，你只要真的用心去看这个世界，你会为自己毛骨悚然，为了我们的下一代紧张啊。
But if you truly gaze into this generation at this time, you will begin to be fearful. You will be worried about the next generation.
你不要说外面的世界是这样，连今天基督教的世界，我们里面都充满了荒凉和失败。
And don't say the outward world is this way, but I will tell you Christendom, the church in itself, we are desolate today.
今天我们不小心，我们一样掉到这个世代的漩涡里面去
了。 Unknowingly, we too fall into this world and fall into the pitfalls of this world.
外面这么黑。
And it's dreadfully dark.
他用各样的方法刺激我们里面堕落的本性。
And it is using all manners and all means to activate the fallen nature within us.
你几乎可以看到没有一个世代人的那种堕落败坏的本性像今天活得这样子的猖狂这样子的丑陋。
It's hard to see in generation past how it's so easy, so open that we live out the ugliness within us.
所以箴言书说没有异象明辨放肆或者民就混乱。
So Proverbs tells us, where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint.
如果我们不知道我们活着为什么，
if we do not know why we are, what we are living for,
不仅我的人生从哪里来往哪里去，如果我不知道的话，我失迷。
If we don't know where we came from or where we are going, we are completely lost.
就算我们得救了，
even if we are saved,
如果我们不认识神的旨意到底是什么，
if you do not understand the will of God,
我们仍然是活在盲目的里面。
I will tell you, you are still living in blindness.
我们一样会活在很多的虚空不满足的里面。
You're still living in vanity, a lot of dissatisfactions.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们这堂信息求神帮助我们开我们每一个人眼睛。
So brothers and sisters, we ask the Lord open our eyes through this message.
能够真正看见神所要的到底是什么。
We can truly see what exactly God desires.
前两天我跟于师母坐在车上，我们听一个信息，是一位英国来的牧师。
Pastor Nancy and I, we were in the car as we were listening to a message from a pastor from England.
我们两年前在 Denver 听他讲道，我们非常得他帮助。这次听的 CD 是他二十年前讲的。
2 years ago, we were at Denver in a conference where he was preaching. We were really edified by what he said, but this message was spoken of by him about 20 years ago.
他讲道到后面的时候，他几乎全力的在对着年轻人有一个呼喊。
And at the end of the message, there was an outcry from his heart to the young generation.
他说：“你们到底知不知道 Where are you?
And he cried out, Do you know where are you?
你知不知道你现在在哪里？
Do you know where you are?
你知不知道你在为什么活着？
Do you know what you're living for?
你到底有没有一个目标？你可以为他活，可以为他死。
Do you have a goal? Do you have a purpose that you can live for and you can die for it?
他说：如果没有的话，我们就宁可死。
And he said, If you do not have one, then it's better for you to be dead.
哦，弟兄姊妹，今天这样子的信息，我们接受得了吗？
Brothers, a message like this, can we receive it?
如果没有一个目标可以让我为他活，可以为他死。
If there is no clear goal that I can live for and die for.
他说，保罗说，我宁可死。他说我也宁可死。
And he says, Paul says, I'd rather die. And he says, I too rather die.
弟兄姊妹，到底有没有一个东西抓住我们？
Brothers, is there something that has laid hold of you?
我们只甘心做一个礼拜天来聚会的基督徒吗？
Or are you just comfortable with just being a Sunday Christian?
我们只渴望得到神的祝福而已吗？
Do you simply just want the blessings of God?
我只想找到一个团体里面只有爱让我被关怀吗？
Do I want a small group where there's just love that I am cared for?
还是我们真知道我为什么被造？
Or is it, do you really know what you were created for?
这么伟大的神创造万有。
The awesome God who has made all things.
他为什么创造你？
Why did he make you?
为什么创造我？
Why did he make me?
每一个人在他眼中都是宝贵的价值。
Every single one of us has a precious value in his sight.
我们知道吗？
Do you know this?
我们在为他活吗？
Do you know you're living for him?
弟兄姊妹，我们求神帮助我们。
So brothers and sisters, we ask the Lord to help us.
对不起，今天是成人主日学，我一讲这个我就很激动。
And I know this is Sunday school for the adults, and I am moved as I speak.
因为这个碰到我们的老本啊。
Because it really touched upon our old self.
碰到我们整个人活着的动力啊。
And talks about the motivation of what we're living for.
碰到我们整个人活着的价值。
And talks about the value and the worth.
没有这个东西，仇敌一定打败我们。
If we do not have these things, we will fail at our enemy.
我们妥协，我们不忠于他的时候，我们一定被仇敌打败的。
And when we compromise, we no longer hold these things as our center, we will fail.
你我不可能打败仇敌的。
You and I, we cannot overcome our enemy.
他几千年来，甚至几万年来，他有各式各样的诡计可以败坏我们。
For thousands of years, whatever scheme possible, he uses them to destroy us.
So, 弟兄姊妹，我们需要有意象。
So, brothers and sisters, we need a vision.
真实的意象一定产生一个不妥协的使命感。
And I will try to tell you a true vision will give you a sense of commission that will not compromise.
这个东西不仅仅抓住我的一生。
This thing not only lay hold of your entire life.
这个东西会影响我一切的生活侍奉，包括我的言行。
It will influence the way you live, the way you serve, the way you speak.
因为你被一个属天的，一个从神来的一个意象和使命给抓住了。
Because something heavenly, something from God has laid hold of you.
所以我个人给意象的定义，什么叫做意象？
So the definition I give to vision, what is a vision?
就是圣灵把神永远的旨意向我们开启了。
It's that the eternal will of God has been revealed to us by the Holy Spirit.
不仅仅吸引我们，
this vision not only draws us,
它能够控制我们一切的生活侍奉和言行，
but it controls our lives, the way we walk and the way we serve.
弟兄姊妹，从第一句话我看到第一句话，我就在主的面前，我说主怎么办？
From the very first sentence I asked the Lord, Lord, what do we do?
那是圣灵把神永远的旨意向我们开启。
It is the Holy Spirit who reveals the eternal will of God.
我相信很多弟兄姊妹都会说，那是圣灵的事，他不开启我，那我怎么办？
And maybe some of you would say, well, that's the business of the Holy Spirit. If he never opens my eyes, then what can I do?
这是我原来向主的祷告。
And that was my prayer.
我说主，我就去讲吧，你不开，那我有什么办法？
And I'll say, Lord, if you don't open it, what can I do?
后来主责备我。
And the Lord rebuked me.
就像保罗在加拉太书说的，神乐意将他的儿子启示在我们心里。
And just as Paul says in Galatians, that God more than willing to reveal his son, Jesus Christ, in us.
我们的神是一个乐意向我们启示的神。
Our God is a God who's more than willing to reveal to us.
他不仅仅乐意，他巴不得我们都知道他的心意。
Oh, how he longs that we would all know his will.
所以今天的关键不在于神他有没有向我开启。
So I'll tell you the problem is not, it's not on God's side, whether he has revealed it to us.
今天的关键是在于我有没有渴慕想看见。
And I will tell you the problem arises with whether we have a thirst to see it, to know it.
弟兄姊妹，我们羡不羡慕，想不想要有一个人生的标杆，人生的意向？
Brothers and sisters, do you desire a goal for your life, a vision for your life?
是我可以为之生，可以为之死的。
A vision that I can live for, a vision that I can die for.
就算没有那么高。
Perhaps it's not that lofty.
我希不希望有一个意向，有一个标杆，是它可以吸引我，可以控制我的。
Do I desire a vision, a goal that it controls me as I live?
让我知道它有价值。
And I know it's a value.
让我知道它的方向是什么。
And I know what direction it's going.
让我知道我怎么样子让我所有的生活跟它发生关系。
And I would understand how would I relate to it in everything that I do.
弟兄姊妹，当这个东西在我们里面真出现的时候
，So brothers, I say when this truly emerges in our lives,
它不是只是写写你的 mission statement, 这个人生这个叫什么？人生誓言是吧
？It is not a matter just writing down your mission statement for life.
弟兄姊妹，这个东西要抓住我们的。
And this thing, this vision will lay hold of you.
意象是活的。
A vision is alive.
意象是生命。
It is life itself.
只要它是真的，它一定长。
If it's real, it will grow.
你不可能说我过去二十年是这样，我今天还是这样。
You can't say 20 years ago I'm this way, today I'm still the same.
这个东西不会容许你停下来的。
And this vision will not allow you to stop growing.
这个东西不会容许你妥协的。
And this vision will not allow you to compromise.
我们会灰心，会软弱，会为着自己的失败跌倒。
You may be despair, you may feel bad about the way you've fallen.
我们可能会为着别人的跌倒而绊倒。
And maybe you're stumbled by the way other people have fallen.
但是弟兄姊妹，当有意向的时候
，But brothers and sisters, I tell you, if you have a vision,
我们就会说，在我人生的路上，我不容许任何的人事物拦住我往前去。
And you will say, I will not allow anything or any person to hinder me from moving forward.
因为这个东西是神要的。
Because this is something that God wants.
这个东西是从神来的。
This is something that came from God.
姊妹，我们每一个人能不能求主，让我们里面都谦卑的跟主祷告。
Brothers and sisters, I beg of you, please humble your heart and cry out to the Lord.
主啊，你开启了历史历代的圣徒。
Lord, you've opened the eyes of the saints throughout all generations.
我求你也今天开我的眼睛。
So God, I ask today, you will open my eyes.
让我看到一点，让我至少听到一句话。
That I can hear one word from you, something
可以改变我。
That would change me,
把我从这样子的这个我无能的里面、软弱的里面、今生追求的里面救出来。
From this helpless state, from the pursuing of this world, that you would snatch me out, deliver me.
你看看我们今天眼睛所注意的，我们所追求的，我们所在乎的，全是我、我、我、我、我。
Brothers and sisters, these days, everything that we care about, everything we set our eyes on, is all about us, me, me, me.
我的工作，我的快乐，我的自由，我的想法，我的观念，我的孩子，我的家庭，我的职业 ，everything 都是我。
My job, my work, my family, my career, everything is about me.
弟兄姊妹，这不是说我们。
Brothers, it's not to say that we are wrong.
而是他如果拦阻了，他限制了我们在主面前的蒙恩和往前，弟兄姊妹，我们就要拒绝他。
Brothers, what I'm telling you is that if it hinders the grace of God and the progression that we have with God, we need to resist those things.
我们不是被他来控制，而是我们来管理他。
We are no longer controlled by these things, but we are controlling them.
所以意象是活的。
So vision is alive.
它会长。
It must grow.
它会产生不妥协的使命感。
It will give you a sense of commission that will not compromise.
而且它会把我们真实的聚合在一起。
And it will truly gather us and unite us together.
我们天然人有很多很多的界限的。
And there's very natural for us to establish boundaries in the natural man.
哎呀，你是广东人跟山东人，可能就常常有很多地方不一样。
You're from you're Cantonese and you're from Shandong. You're very much different already.
你不要说广东、山东了，你那福州跟厦门可能都不一样了。
You're from Fuzhou or Xiamen. You're very different already.
讲的语言也不一样
了。Your dialect's different.
就这边很多东西能够让我们中间产生间隔。
So many things cause divisions among us.
中文、英文、年纪 ，everything 都可以在我们中间产生间隔。
Chinese, English, or age, all these things could potentially create a boundary, a barrier.
唱长诗、唱短诗，通通都会 create barrier.
Hymns or contemporary songs, all these things could potentially be barriers.
但是弟兄姊妹，一个真实的意象会把我们全部跨过去，合在一起。
But it's all you, brothers and sisters, a true vision will allow us to surpass all these things and unite us together as one.
因为我们都在知道为何而活，为何而战。
Because we know what we're living for and what we are standing for.
我可以跨过我对你的不喜欢。
And I can overcome the things that I do not like about you.
我甚至能够越过你给我的伤害。
And I can even overcome maybe the harm that you have on me.
但是我们都是向着标杆去的。
Because we are all running towards the same goal.
弟兄姊妹，那到底神给我们的意象是什么？
So brothers, what exactly is the vision that the Lord has given us?
到底神向我们开启特别的要求是什么？
What is the requirement that God has for us?
我想这么多年，这么多人已经上过我的不同的课，我们都知道答案。
I think many years you've attended many, many classes, you know the answer.
你知道吗？当初我自己在这里想说神给我的意象要怎么讲的时候，我真的是头痛得不得了。
And when I was pondering and thinking, Lord, how do I speak of the vision that you've given us? I actually had a headache.
在我过去这二十多年服事的里面，不知道多少人问过我，他说：“余弟兄，你的意象是什么？”
And the 20-some years that I've been serving, many people have asked me, "Brother Yu, what exactly is the vision that you have?"
每次他们问的时候，我都被卡住了。
And every time they ask me, I feel like I'm stuck.
你想我能够回答基督和教会这五个字吗
？Do you think I can respond Christ and His Church?
有一次我真的就这样子勇敢地回答说基督和教会。
And one time courageously I said Christ and His Church.
人家说啊？
And the response that I got was, huh?
人家听不懂什么叫做基督和教会。
What do you mean Christ and His Church?
弟兄姊妹，如果我们真知道什么叫做基督和教会的时候。
But since if you truly understand what it means Christ and His Church.
我跟你讲，你就快断气了，你都会突然心跳到一百多
下的。And I will tell you, even on the verge of death, you will come to life.
但是因为我们不够认识。
Because you don't truly understand it.
我们不知道在讲什么。
You don't know what we're talking about.
你去问任何教会，谁会说我们教会不是以基督为中心的
？And you ask any particular church, who would not say Christ is the center of our gathering?
弟兄姊妹，我们也说，但是我们都差远了。
Brother, we, brother and sister, we say the same, but we are far from it.
我们用很多其他的东西来代替我们的标杆。
And there's so many things that has replaced.
但是你如果回到圣经上看
But if you come back to scripture,
神所有的旨意只集中在一个人的身上
God's eternal purpose is summed up in one person
就是他的儿子耶稣基督的身上
It is his son, Jesus Christ
我说过我今天不讲神学所以所有的经文 我只是引用就好了
And I will tell you today we're not focusing on theology so a lot of the verses which is going to use it today
你看哥罗西书第一章告诉我们
Colossians chapter 1 tells us
整个万有
All of creation
就是今天所有的整个宇宙
the whole universe
完全是为着他造的是借着他造的
it was made for him it was made by him and for him
弟兄姊妹今天宇宙存在的价值
the value of his existence
只有一个价值
there's only but one value
只有一个目的
there's one purpose
就是集中在他儿子耶稣基督的身上
it's all summed up in Jesus Christ
任何东西如果跟基督分离了
If anything has been separated from Christ,
有一天要全部被火烧掉的
One day it will all be consumed by fire.
神通通不要
God doesn't want any of it.
神整个的旨意集中在他儿子身上
His eternal purpose, everything sums up in his son, Jesus Christ.
然后也要借着教会
And then through the church.
来这里充满基督
And that it would be full of Christ.
能够借着我们这样子的人
That through people like us.
居然能够彰显神的荣耀
That we may magnify the glory of God
弟兄姊妹这叫做神的恩典
Brothers, this is called the grace of God
神的恩典不仅仅把祝福在他儿子里面赐给我们
The grace of God is not only given to us through his son Jesus Christ
神伟大的救恩更是把他的生命在他儿子里面赐给了我们
But the greatness of his salvation is that it imparted the life of his son in us
叫我这个人可以被改变
That this person, that I can be changed
让我居然可以跟 divine nature 神圣的性情，神的性情发生关系。
That I may have a relationship with the divine nature of God.
我能够被改变。
I can be transformed.
我的家可以被改变。
My family, my house can be transformed.
整个教会可以被改变。
Our church can be changed.
所有神的儿女能够被神伟大的生命来改变。
The children of God can be transformed by the great life of God.
好，然后我们在教会里面，我们一起来彰显这个改变。
That together at this church we may magnify the change that God has in our lives.
我们来发表他的荣耀。
We may express the glories of God.
圣经上说，诸天在述说神的荣耀。
The scripture tells us the heavens declare the glory of the risen Lord.
整个宇宙
，the whole universe.
我上次说过，一千亿个一百 billion， 一千亿个银河系一样。
A hundred billion galaxies.
然后每一个银河系里面有一千亿个恒星，好，这种星球。
And every galaxy has
a hundred billion.
A hundred billion stars like the ones we have.
弟兄姊妹，这个浩瀚的宇宙。啊，我们有弟兄是飞飞机的哈，你看的星星不过是一点点啊。
This great universe, the stars that we can see, they seem small.
这么大的宇宙。
But this universe is immense.
伟大的神说有就有。
But the awesome God, He's spoken into existence.
所以诸天都在那里述说神的伟大和荣耀。
The scripture tells us all heaven declares the glory of God.
从穹苍在传扬他的手段。
And the firmament speaks of all of His wonders, the wonders of His work.
但是弟兄姊妹，那个不过是神说就出来的。
And I tell you, God spoke it, and they came to be.
而神居然是为着他的荣耀创造你。创造我。
But yet when God created you and created me, He created us for His glory.
他把他自己的生命放在你的里面，放在我的里面。
And then He took His own life, He put it in you and He put it in me.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这是一个更伟大的荣耀，不能想透的恩典。
Brothers and sisters, this is an immense glory, an immense grace that we cannot fathom.
所以难怪有一个老弟兄，他有一天被神开启的时候，他在马路上走路，他都说：“你们不要碰我。”神住在我里面，你知道吗？
There was an elderly brother at a split moment. His eyes was open to realize that God dwelt in him. So he said to everyone, "Don't touch me. God lives in me."
整个宇宙说放在我的里面。
The whole universe, if it could be summed up and put inside of me.
那比这个宇宙更大的神放在我的里面。
But the one greater than this universe is inside of me.
所以保罗能够说万有都为你们的。
And so Paul can say all things are for you.
因为神是为了他的荣耀创造我们的。
Because God for His glory has made you and I.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们在这里讲基督的时候
，So brothers and sisters, when we talk about Christ,
我用一句话来表达，我希望大家永远都背着他。
I use this phrase to express it. I pray that you would memorize it.
我们一起来读，就在我们的后面。
It's right on the wall, right behind me.
基督是一切。
Christ is all.
又在一切之内。
It is in all.
基督是一切。
Christ is all,
又在一切之内。
And is in all.
讲到教会，我也用一句话，你们看另外
一页。And when we talk about the church,
教会是基督的身体。
And the church is the body of Christ.
我们不是组织，我们是生命的共同体。
We are not an organization. We are an organism.
我们是基督的身体。
We are the body of Christ.
是基督要来充满。
And it is to be filled by Christ.
并且来彰显神荣耀的器皿。
And to reveal the glory of God, a vessel to reveal it.
我希望我今天有时间能够讲到教会，但是我们回来看基督。
And I pray that I could get to the church today, but we want to come back and look at Christ.
基督是一切。
Christ is all.
又在一切之内。
And He is in all.
这句话分成两部分。
And we break this into two segments.
首先我们来看基督是一切。
And first, let's look at Christ is all.
你们在座这么多基督徒都信主好几十年了。
And all of you who are Christians for many, many years.
请你先不要看我的讲义。
Don't look at my outline.
你可能听我讲这个道已经不知道讲过多少遍。
And maybe you've heard this message for so many times already.
现在请你回答。
But today I want to ask you the answer.
你要怎么告诉别人基督是一切这句话？
How are you going to explain to someone Christ is all?
你要怎么回答你自己？
How would you answer yourself?
如果有人问你说 Christ is all,
if somebody asks you the question,
那是什么意思？
What does it mean to say Christ is all?
到底跟我在我属灵的经历上，在我教会的生活上，它指的是什么？
And my spiritual experiences in my church life concerning me, what is it pointing to?
我为什么要先问你们，先让你们去想答案？
Why am I asking you and have you think about what the answer is?
我不希望你一看我的讲义就说、哎、这有什么吗理所当然的
And I don't want you to look at the outline and say well that's quite obvious
但是当你自己讲不出来的时候
But when you're unable to articulate it,
你就知道这些东西没有真正那么深入的在我们里面
I will tell you it's not rooted deep enough inside of you
我承认我真的是很肤浅我只能够照着我有限的经历从三个点来讲它
I tell you that I am so shallow and I can only express it from the three points that I know of
至少在过去二十年我都是用这三个点来讲它
In the past 20 years I've used the same three points to describe
只要任何时候主开我眼睛只要任何时候弟兄姊妹让我帮助我有新的看见我一定加上去
And I will tell you anytime the Lord opens my eyes or brother sister helps me to see I will add to it
但是我在这里我列了三件事情
But I listed three things
我是从神的角度列这三件事情
And from God's perspective I listed these three things
但是我现在讲的时候我倒过来我从我们的经历的角度来讲这三件事情
And I'm going to speak it in reverse concerning our experiences
因为这样我们比较容易明白
And so that we could better understand
什么叫做基督是一切
What does it mean Christ is all
我第三个点在这里讲到基督 他那个全有全足全丰的基督
and the all sufficient the fullness of Christ
神把所有的祝福都在基督耶稣里赐给了我们
that all the fullness of Christ has been given to us in Christ
就像以弗所书第一章第三节讲的神曾经这是已经做成的 done deal
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3 tells us that God has
神已经在基督耶稣里把天上各样属灵的福气赐给我们，没有留下一样不给我们。
He's given us all the blessings in the heavenly places in Christ.
这是我们基督徒的第一层经历。
And the very first full experience of Christians.
哎呀，我得赦免了。
Oh, I am forgiven.
哎呀，神爱我。
God loves me.
哎呦，神安慰我。
God's comforted me.
神指引我的道路。
God's guided my path.
神医治了我的病。
God's healed my sicknesses.
哦，神让我里面得到了力量，得到了勇气去面对明天。
God has given me strength and courage to face tomorrow.
哦，神让我爸妈得救了。
God has saved my parents.
弟兄姊妹，我们所有这些的恩典
，Brothers and sisters, all of these grace，
你要什么，神都有
，Whatever you desire, God has it，
而且都在基督耶稣里面赐给了我
，And has been given to us in Christ Jesus。
所以我常常引用一个年长的弟兄讲的一句很智慧的话
，And I use an elderly brother the words that he said once。
他说我们的神是批发商，不是零售商。
And he is a wholesaler, not a retailer。
不是说我今天没有喜乐，我说神啊，求你让我喜乐起来。
It's not to say, Oh Lord, I do not have joy. Give me a little bit of joy.
不是因为我没有平安，说主啊，求你给我平安。明天要面对一个很可怕的客户，或者我的老板明天要叫我交 project.
Oh Lord, I don't have the courage. I got to face a client, or I got to submit my project tomorrow. Give me a little bit of courage.
不是我犯罪的，说主啊，求你赦免我。
And not that I've sinned, and they say, Oh Lord, please forgive me now.
神不是零售商。
And our God is not a retailer.
他是。批发商
He's a wholesaler.
请大家注意听下面这句话
Please hear what I'm saying.
神一次完全而且永远的把所有的祝福都在基督耶稣里赐给了我们
Once and for all and eternally has given us all the blessings in Christ.
一次一次 once for all 一次就给完了
Once for all he's given everything.
而且完全所有的
And it's completely.
而且永远不拿回来
And he never takes it back.
所有天上属灵的福气，在基督耶稣里曾经赐给了我们。
All the blessings in the heavenly places, they have been given to us in Christ.
不要去求人的安慰和帮助。
Do not longer seek the comfort and the help of man.
不应该说不要了，你不要把你的寄望都放在这些事情上。
I'm not saying don't do it, but don't put your reliance on it.
最大的安慰、最大的帮助、最深的满足、最深的平安，都从耶稣基督来的。
The greatest comfort, the greatest peace, those they all come from Jesus Christ.
直接到主的面前
Come to the Lord himself
所以不仅仅以弗所书第一章第三节讲天上各样的属灵福气都给我们
Not only is every spiritual blessing has been in the heavenly places been given to us
他说神本性一切的丰盛就是神的生命和性情也都给了我们
But the very nature the fullness of God has been given to us
他的哥罗西书第二章第九节说神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里而你们在他里面也得了这个丰盛
And Colossians chapter 2 tells us that the fullness of God dwells in Christ bodily and you have received this fullness
多少地方我们活得不像耶稣对不对
So many ways as we live in our days we are not like Jesus
我们的脾气我们的自私 我们的焦躁我们贪爱世界我们很多很多讲不完
Our temper, our selfishness, our love for the world There's so many things
所以我们每次自我介绍大家 才20秒就自我介绍完了我想怎么这么简单呢
And every time we introduce ourselves We could do it in 20 seconds I said, how could it be that easy?
我这个人麻烦得很我身上这个旧造的特点多得很
We're so complicated There's so much of the old creation in us
但是 神本性，神那荣美的生命，他自己的生命也在基督耶稣里赐给了我们。
But his nature, his beautiful life, has been given to us in Christ Jesus.
伟大的神为了救我们成为人。
And this awesome God, for the sake of saving us, became a man.
不仅仅流血舍命，洗净我们所有的罪。
Not only did he shed his blood, he gave his life for the remission of our sins.
这个伟大圣洁的生命，有为着我们。成为我们的生命。
And this awesome, this great life, for our sake, has now become our life.
让我这个人居然可以活出神来。
Now this man can actually live out God.
能够不再是我，乃是基督。
And we can say it is no longer I, but Christ.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这是多大的恩典。
And brothers, this is an immense grace.
所以保罗说，我活着。就是基督。
So Paul says, for me to live, it is Christ.
所以当我们讲基督是一切的时候，第二件事情我们要讲的。
So when we say Christ is all, the second thing we must touch upon.
就是这个生命成了我的生命。
That this life has become my life.
我从前不管怎么努力。
No matter how hard I work.
不管人怎么夸奖我。
No matter how many people gave me accolades.
所有从我里面出来的都是从于洪杰。从亚当后裔里面出来的。
And everything came out of me, came out of the race of Adam.
好的、坏的、敢跟人讲的、不敢跟人讲的，都是从于洪杰出来的。
The stuff that is good, the stuff that is bad, the stuff that I dare not tell people, they all came out of 洪杰 you.
但是当我从死里复活的时候
，But when I came to life,
活着的不再是我。乃是基督在我里面活。
It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me.
所以今天有14个人要受浸了。
The 14 people that are to be baptized today.
我们常常说，你要知道，今天是你被埋葬的日子。
And we tell a lot of people, you need to know today is the day that you are buried.
多保重哈，我们等一下见。
Take care of yourself. We'll see you soon.
等你从死里复活的时候，我们在基督里见。
When you are resurrected from the dead, we will meet one another again in Christ.
什么叫？得胜的基督徒生活。
What is a victorious Christian living?
正常的基督徒生活就是得胜的基督徒生活。
A normal Christian living is a victorious Christian living.
如果我们能够让基督来替我活，这就是得胜。
And I tell you, if Christ can truly live through me, then it is victorious.
我们今天得胜只有一条出路。
There's only but one way to victory.
你怎么样子咬紧牙关？
It doesn't matter how much you try.
你怎么样看遍的天下所有的 marriage counselor?
And no matter how much you looked at all the marriage counselors.
你让所有人都站在你这一边，我跟你说，你一样走不出你婚姻的问题。
You have everybody acknowledge what you think is right. I will tell you, you still cannot exit the trouble that you have.
你去上了那么多愤怒控制 anger management 的课。
And you go through all the anger management classes.
我跟你说，你那边生命如果没有被基督替代，他还是他。
And I will tell you, if your life has not yet been replaced by the life of Christ, it is still that same life.
我们不过用纸张把火暂时包住就是了。
You just simply took a piece of paper and tried to cover up a flame.
它永远会再出来。
It will continue to burn.
所以基督拯救我们。
When Christ delivered us.
让我们先成为他的儿女。
And he has first made us children of God.
我们才可能有行为。
Then we can act accordingly.
弟兄姊妹，今天最伟大的救恩还不在于耶稣基督替我们死，替我们赎罪。
I will say to you that the greatest salvation does not rest upon Jesus dying and paying for our sins.
那是救恩的根基就是了。
That is the foundation of salvation.
整个救恩最丰富的那一部分。
But the richness, the fullness of his salvation.
整个救恩最重要的一部分。
The most critical portion of his salvation.
是现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活。
It is to say that it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me.
替我活出该有的得胜来。
He is able to live out the victory that I ought to have.
他让我活出该有的价值来。
That I live out the value that I'm supposed to have.
让我活出该有的自由和尊贵来。
And I live in the freedom and the royalty that I'm supposed to have.
这是基督是一切。
This is Christ is all.
弟兄姊妹，我们在这个信息上面不知道在教会传过多少了。
Brothers and sisters, I know that I've spoken this message many times in our church.
我为什么会着急？为什么会痛苦
？Why am I anxious? Why am I feeling sorrowful?
因为太多的时候，尤其包括我自己，我们还是会被旧照来搅扰。
But I'll tell you, so often we, myself included, we are disturbed by the old creation.
我们很容易被周围的人事物就摸着了，我们就激动了。我们就低落了，我们就愤怒了。
We are moved, we are agitated. irritated. We fall into the state where we are angered because of all creation.
试探来了，我们就倒了。
And when temptation comes, I fall.
那个儿子们告诉我们，现在年轻人现在在玩一个 game， 在到处找 Pokemon。
And my son tells me there's a popular game nowadays. Everybody's looking for a parking lot.
听说还有几千个人在旧金山一起来找 Pokemon.
Parking lot, right?
Oh,
Pokemon.
Pokemon.
Oh,
小妖怪
sorry. Even people in Chicago.
Parking lot.
Interesting game. Interesting game. They're all looking for Pokemon.
你看到那么多人拿着手机在哪里找
？And they're on their cell phones. They're all looking.
其实他没有想到，他是被撒旦找到了。
And they didn't realize they were found by Satan.
你觉得你在找撒旦？撒旦遍地游行在找我们。
And you think you're looking for Pokemon, but Pokemon has actually found you.
找到就吞吃。
And he finds you, he'll eat you.
他吞吃你半小时，吞吃你一小时，吞吃你一面看一面撞到电线杆。
And as you are going through your phone, he's consuming all of your time, your energy to the point where you're running to a wall.
但是弟兄姊妹，你就发现任何一个东西都可以扣住一些人的心。
You discover anything can actually hold some people's heart.
你说我不被 parking lot 扣住了哈。
You said that I'm no longer bound by finding parking lots.
但我们可能被别的东西给扣住了。
But perhaps something else has laid hold of you.
要胜过试探。
You need to overcome these temptations.
要胜过我的情绪。
To overcome your emotions.
要胜过我的难处。
And my difficulties.
要能够活出神给我的托付。
And the commission that God has given to me.
没有一件事情可以离开基督。
And not a single thing can be separated from Christ.
不要再踹了。
Don't try anymore.
不要再去踹别的了。
Don't try anything else.
如果今天你受了这么多的苦，失败了这么久，还走不出来。
If you suffer this long, if you try this hard, you still can't get out.
回到圣经上早就写出来的真理上。
Come to the truth in Scripture.
唯一的一条路。
The only way.
不再是我，乃是基督。
It is no longer I, but Christ.
我只有在基督里，我能够靠着他夸胜。
Only in Christ can I boast in victory.
我只有在基督里，能够在这一切的事上得胜有余。
And only in Christ can I overcome in all things.
再倒回来第三件事情。
So the third thing.
当我们讲到基督是一切的时候
，When we talk about Christ is all,
讲到让主居首位
，And that He is to have the preeminence.
你会说谁不懂
？And you say who doesn't know this?
弟兄姊妹，问题是谁都懂，但是有几个人真是这样子
？The problem is everybody knows, but who really lives it?
我们时间怎么用
？How do we use our time?
我们钱怎么用
？How do we use our money?
我们怎么样用我们的恩赐
？How do we use our giftings?
我们在神家服事的态度。
Our attitude as we serve in God's house.
我们主日聚会迟到的情形。
And the condition where we are late to God's house.
弟兄姊妹，到底多少的事情是让基督居首位的
？How many things in our lives truly does He have the first place?
我们在这里讲到的话是说，我们的生活、侍奉和各种聚会。
And we talk, we say that our service, all sorts of our gatherings and our meetings.
不仅仅要为着他。
Not only is it for Him.
对不起。本于他，依靠他，这是我们上一个讲到基督是一切，又在一切之内啊。
It's of him, it's for him, it's by him. Talks about the Christ is all and in all.
我光为了这个讲了三堂信息，有时还不止。
And I know for just this acronym itself, we have three different messages, maybe not even more than that.
你不要光说我是为了主做的就够了。
And don't simply say I did it for the Lord.
必须是出于主的。
It must be of the Lord.
而且是要靠着主来做的。
And it must be done by the Lord.
这个叫做不再是我，乃是基督。
And this is what it means to say it is no longer I but Christ.
现在回到基督是一切的第一个点，讲到要让主居首位。
And again, Christ is to have the preeminence.
他是我们一切生活侍奉的中心目的和内容。
He is the center, He is the content, and He is the reason, the purpose of all that we do in life.
到底我们今天这个聚会。
This meeting that we have today.
我们的目的是什么？
What is our purpose?
我们可以各式各样的性质。
We may have all different natures.
可能是迎新聚会。
And perhaps we're welcoming
newcomers. 可能是感恩见证聚会。
And perhaps it's a Thanksgiving meeting.
可能是诗歌敬拜。
Perhaps it's just song worship.
可能是擘饼，可能是听到。
Worship through songs, communion, or listening to a message.
甚至你们团契一起出去郊游。
And maybe you guys go out for an outing.
或是一起去，差点讲包粽子，包饺子。
And to go and make dumplings together.
不管你们做什么
，Doesn't matter what you do。
我们能不能说今天这个聚会
？Are we able to say that this meeting today？
我们真是以基督为我们的中心。
That Christ is the center。
我们享受圣徒的相交，但是相交的里面是为了让我们更爱主。
We enjoy the fellowship among the saints, but the purpose is that we together would love the Lord more.
我们在一起，我们都是为了能够更多的被主得着，更多的来爱耶稣。
We are together so that we together may be laid hold of by the Lord more, and that we will love Jesus more.
这个讲到基督是一切啊。
And this is what it means to say Christ is all.
我们要不要简单的复习一下这三件事情
？Can we review these three points together?
啊，我们现在从神的角度看回来了。
From God's perspective, let's come back.
因为哥罗西书一章十八节特别讲到，神不仅仅要叫基督是为教会做教会全体之首，也要叫他在凡事上居首位。
And Colossians chapter 1 verse 18, not only Christ is supposed to be the head of the church, but in all things he needs to have the preeminence.
所以我们讲基督是一切。
So Christ is all.
至少有三个角度。
There are at least three perspectives.
来提醒我们。
That reminds of this.
第一个。
Number one.
要让主居首位。
That the Lord has the preeminence.
在凡事上居首位。
In everything he has to have the first place.
在一切的生活侍奉和聚会里面让他居首位。
In all our lives, all our services, and everything we do.
第二件事情，当我们讲到基督是一切的时候。
Secondly, when we talk about Christ is all.
讲到基督是我的生命。
That he is my life.
现在活着的不再是我。
It's no longer I who live,
乃是基督在我里面活着。
But Christ lives in me.
而第三件事情。
And thirdly,
讲到我们在这里享受全有全足全丰的基督。
That we may enjoy the all-sufficient, the all-full God.
在他里面，我们承受一切属灵的福气。
That in Him we inherit all the spiritual blessings in Christ.
在他里面，我们也来承受神伟大的生命和性情。
And we receive His great life and the nature of God.
然后他又在一切之内。
And then again, He is also in all.
弟兄姊妹，神的旨意不仅要叫基督充满万有。
And not only is it in the purpose and the will of God that Christ would fill all.
其实他也充满在我们一切人生的遭遇。人际关系，我们的角色，我们所有所过的生活里面。
Then all our encounters, all of our relationships, everything we go through in life, that Christ would be in it.
我怎样能够被神眼睛得开？
And how can my eyes be opened by God?
让我能够透过万有，透过一切的遭遇，让我看见基督。
That through all things, every of my circumstances, I can see Christ in the midst of it.
我要在我每一个遭遇里面来经历他，来得着他。来活出他来。
In all my encounterings, I may lay hold of Christ. I may live out Christ.
好，弟兄姊妹，这个是太宝贵的一个开启。
Brothers and sisters, this is a wonderful, tremendous revelation.
如果我们真被神开的话
，And I say again, if we are truly opened up by God,
如果我们真进入到这个境界的时候
，We truly enter into this understanding.
不是说我们再也不会跌倒，再也不会软弱，再也不会灰心。
It's not to say that we'll never fall, we'll never be weak, we'll never fall into despair.
真的就是有一个东西在这里控制住我们。
But I will tell you, there is something that will control us.
让我里面觉得我不甘心白白受苦。
That we will say, I do not want to just simply suffer.
我不甘心这个环境过了以后什么都没留下来。
I do not want to just endure these things and have retained nothing out of it.
我一定要经历基督，我要得着基督。
I want to experience Christ. I want to get a hold of more of Christ.
最终我能够在这个环境里面，我一样活出基督来。
And at the very end.In the same circumstances, I can live out Christ.
我们最近读《使徒行传》，让我们看见道成肉身的见证人。
And when we go through the book of Acts, we see all the incarnate witnesses of Christ.
他们不管到哪里去，尊主为大。
No matter where they went, they exalted Christ.
他们不管到哪里去，他们流入基督，带来改变。
And no matter where they went, what overflows their life was Christ. They brought about a change.
他们不管到哪里去，把神的工作、神的旨意、神的祝福、神的同在就。带到那边去。
And no matter where they went, they brought the purpose of God, the will of God, the presence of God, and the blessings of God.
基督不光是一切，他在一切之内。
Not only was Christ is in all, but not only Christ is all, but He's also in all.
就从我们最平凡的生活开始的。
And for the most ordinary things that we do in life.
保罗在哥林多前书告诉我们：你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，总要为着荣耀神。
Paul in 1 Corinthians says, no matter what you do.Whether you eat or whether you drink, do all things for the glory of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们到底真相信这句话吗
？Brothers, do you truly accept and receive these words?
我们真看见，原来在我的吃喝最平凡的生活中，我都可以来荣耀神。
Can you see that in the most ordinary things, from what you eat to what you drink, you can glorify God?
弟兄姊妹，我们求神帮助，我们真的开我们眼睛好。
So brothers, we ask the Lord to help us truly open our eyes.
我的时间有限，今天只讲到基督。
My time is so limited today that I have to end here.
教会。
The church.
跟基督根本就是一个。
And Christ is one.
在基督的身上怎样活出神那么荣美的生命和见证。
The way Christ lived out the life of God through him.
今天在教会里面也是这样。
And I will tell you through the church, it needs to be the same.
所以教会
And the church,
存在只有一个目的。
The purpose of its existence is but one.
全然为着耶稣。
It's entirely for Jesus.
夏娃是从亚当的肋骨拿出来所创造的。
Eve was made out of a rib from the side of Adam.
教会也是从基督而出来的。
The church was also made and came out of Christ.
教会只有一个成分，只有一个性质，就是基督。
The church can only have one content, one element that is Christ.
凡是不是基督的，就不叫教会，就不是教会。
Whatever is not Christ, it cannot be called a church.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天在这里被称为矽谷基督徒聚会。
So we are here called Silicon Valley Christian Assembly.
很多人问我说，为什么不叫教会？
And people ask, why is it not called a church?
从某一面来说，我们也是教会。
From a particular perspective, yes, we are the church.
但是我们一想到教会那个尊贵、完美、荣耀的这个定义的时候，我们低头不敢这样子说。
But when we see the glorious purpose and the meaning of what a church is, we bow our heads, we say we are not quite there yet.
我们只敢称这是在 Silicon Valley 我们提供了一个聚会的地方，让众圣徒能够聚在一起。
We can but say that this is Silicon Valley, a place of assembly where the saints can gather.
我们渴望能够活出教会该有的样子。
We so desire that we can live out what a church ought to be.
我们渴望能够为耶稣基督做教会该有的见证。
And we pray that we are a testimony of what a church ought to be for Jesus Christ.
我们的使命就是不管个人不管家庭不管教会我们都羡慕做耶稣基督道成肉身的见证
So our commission, our desire, whether individually, as a family, as a church, that we would be witnesses of the incarnated Christ.
所以当教会每一次奉主的名聚会的时候
So whenever the church gathers together in the name of Christ,
我们站在一个蒙恩的地位承受元首所有的丰富
We are standing in the position of blessing to inherit all the blessing of the Godhead.
这个叫做他的 richness, 他的丰富成为我们的
It is to say that the richness of God has become ours.
诗篇133篇说弟兄和睦同居何等的善何等的美他要像贵重的膏油从亚伦的头上从元首的头上流到胡须流到衣襟
Psalm 133 says how good and how pleasant it is that brothers dwell together in unity it is like the precious oil that is, flows from the head of Aaron to his whiskers
to the 已经得胜了
hem of his garments
我们的大祭司升到神的宝座前
our high priest has ascended on high
他受膏
he is anointed
领受了所应许的圣灵
he has received the promise of the spirit
所以贵重的油从亚伦的头上流到胡须流到衣襟
So the precious oil has flowed from the head of Aaron to his whiskers, to the hems of his garment.
弟兄姊妹，教会不应该贫穷。
So brothers, I tell you, the church cannot be impoverished.
教会应该彰显基督的丰富。
It needs to present the fullness of Christ.
因为他把他所有的都给我们。
Because he has given us everything.
我何等希望更多的弟兄姊妹，主日早晨我们一起跪在这里祷告。
Brothers, how I pray more saints would come and gather first thing in the morning on Sundays.
因为我们知道今天又有贵重的油要浇灌下来。
Because we know today precious oil is being poured forth.
圣灵全备的祝福要在基督里赐给我们。
That the fullness and completeness of the Holy Spirit would be poured out on us.
黑门的甘露，那永远的生命，今天要赐给我们。
And the dew of the gate of Haman will be upon us.
教会应该是充满生命的。
And the church needs to be full of life.
是活的。
It needs to be living.
是丰富的。
It needs to be rich.
剩下的我下礼拜讲。
I'll save the rest for next week.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们真的求主帮助我。
Brother and sister, we need the Lord to help us.
你可以了解我为什么这么着急吗
？Do you understand why I am so fervent?
你可以了解我为什么自己里面这么多的亏欠吗
？Why I'm so worried and why I feel that I fall short?
因为我们所有讲的东西都是太伟大的东西。
Because everything that we're talking about, they are so great.
那你看看我们今天得到的多少
？But you look at how much we have received.
弟兄姊妹，我们要加油。
How much we comprehended, we need. To press on.
我们跟别的教会，我们没有什么好夸口的。
We cannot boast concerning other churches.
我们若能夸，我们就是蒙恩的罪人。
If we boast, we boast that we are sinners saved by grace.
我们是蒙爱的儿女。
We are children loved by God.
我们在主的恩典中，我们盼望 能够成为耶稣基督道成肉身的见证人。
And in God's grace, we pray that we all may be witnesses of the incarnated Christ.
让基督和教会这个荣耀的意象抓住我们的一生。
That Christ and His church will lay hold of us for the rest of our lives.
让我整个人生所有的生活都跟基督发生关系。
That my entire life, everything that I do, is connected with Christ.
我们所有的聚会，所有的侍奉。都跟基督发生关系。
All of our meeting, all of our services, it has something to do with Christ.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们何等的需要你。
Lord, how we need you.
我们真是需要你。
Oh, Lord, we need you.
主啊，开我们的眼睛。
Oh, Lord, open our eyes.
这件事情是只有圣灵能做的。
We know this is only something the Holy Spirit can do.
但是你却在乎我们的渴慕，我们的 desire.
Oh, but Lord, you care about our longing and our desire for it.
主啊，我要能看见。
So, Lord, open our eyes. I want to see.
开我们的眼睛。
Open our eyes, oh Lord.
让我们看见你给我们的荣耀意象。
That we may see this glorious vision that you've given us.
让这个意象真产生不妥协的使命。
That this vision will cause an uncompromised commission in our lives.
它不仅仅吸引我们。
Not only does it draw us.
它能够来这里控制我们一切的生活、侍奉和言行。
But it controls all of our lives, the way we serve, the way we live.
主啊，祝福这个教会。
Lord, bless this church.
让它在你恩典中不住的长进。
That in your grace will continue to mature.
能够更多合你的心意。
That it will be more and more according to your heart.
脱离一切的软弱、贫穷和亏欠。
That all of our shortfalls, all of our
主啊，让我们在你恩典中欢喜。举足往前。
Poverty, O Lord, that we would continue to rejoice in you.
我们众圣徒一起往前。
That we would move forward together as saints in Christ.
谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name, Amen. Amen.